You might not like it, but this is what the peak male athletic form looks like, and there ain't a fucking thing you can do about it.
Pretty funny. But what this TikTok shows is that, brother, you can do anything you put your mind and heart to. No matter if you fat and out of shape, work hard at it, keep practicing, you can do anything. This is a motivational message from Rare Breed.
Guess you just woke up with 12 missed calls and 15 texts from their ex. My ex, Steven, please take me back. I miss you. We can work.
Yeah, for the average guy to break up with an attractive woman, you know she did something fucked up. Probably cheated. Stereotypical toxic modern day woman behavior. A lot of times when they fuck up, they really do want their man back. They couldn't help it but to be toxic bitches. But then when they wake up in the morning and they sober up, they're like, oh, he was actually a pretty respectable guy that I really liked, actually. Nope, too late. Never take him back.
I don't even believe in God.
Just be a few moments or it won't take that long.
Get out of here!
I'm sorry, so you have a good day.
What did I tell you about emotionally volatile males? Can't call them men, because there's nothing manly about being emotionally volatile and having little temper tantrums and acting like this dude just was acting. I mean, this is a skit, but still. I'm sure you know a guy at work that act like that, that think he tough, but he's the biggest bitch there. Respectable men don't have emotional outbursts. He let a fat ass make him change his whole life. But at least this time it was for the better. Usually, it's for the worse. Dudes let a fat ass ruin their lives. The number one way dudes let a fat ass ruin their lives is busting up in a bitch. When that's the last person on earth you should have had a child with. Now she ruining your life. Having her new baby daddy shoot your house up. It goes all bad.
Women aren't the only prize. Men are.
Yes, she too. Is. Women are the. We have intrinsic value. We are the prize.
Like, what?
Men go to work for women.
Wait, what?
Yeah, why do you go to work? To I pay to... bills for your woman.
No, for myself.
Things that are great about guys.
Yes. We feel like nowadays you guys are really underappreciated a lot, mm-hmm. So we wanted to take a second and change that.
Number one, you guys think super practically. Girls, sometimes we get caught up with our emotions and our head, but when we come to you with a problem and you just give us the facts and say you're being dumb, it's helpful. Mm-hmm. Number two, you guys like to take...
I got the feeling they just doing it for clout. Are you guys getting that same feeling? I mean, they saying some real shit, but do you think they just doing it for the likes and the attention, the male validation? You really think they're unicorn-like? Nah.
Take the lead, and girls like that. Sometimes we don't always want to make the decisions. Number three, you're very protective. You're just looking out for our safety and well-being. It's like personal bodyguards all the time.
Number four,
not only are you guys strong physically, but you guys are good at being a rock. Number five, you guys are goofy, and you bring out a goofy side in girls. I feel like we mm-hmm. care a little too much about what other people think sometimes, mm-hmm. but you guys teach us not to. Don't be fooled. Not all women think men are bad these days. We're here to hype you up.
Okay, I'm in the school.
Just pausing this here. For some strange reason. I'm just gonna let this linger for a while. Okay, what were you saying? You were in the school pickup line or something? Okay, continue.
School pickup line right now. And I'm like, what better time to make a TikTok than while sitting in my car? Like, I'm trying to be productive, right? Well, I'm pretty sure all these parents think I'm fucking insane. The looks.
Well, yeah, you're dressed like a whore coming to pick up kids. They're looking at you like the pervert you are. It's fucking pathetic, actually. I feel sorry for your children. But hey, at least you're getting attention online, right?
Matched with this lady on Hinge and the conversation went really well. She even said, I'd love to get to know you more. So, I asked her if she was free last night and we agreed to meet up at 8. Says she's running late and we push the time back twice. We're now meeting...
Okay, she was running late, so you pushed the time back twice? After the second time, you should have just said, fuck it. Because your time is obviously not important to her, and keeping, you know, dates and commitments is not important to her, so that would have been enough for me.
At 9. I get to the bar, on time, and text her, I'm here. She tells me to go to the bar next door because that's where she's at now. Weird. She really hyped up the place we agreed on, but okay.
So already I could tell that you don't get a lot of play from women. She already pushed the time back twice, and now she's telling you to go to a different bar than what she said initially. That should have been the third strike at that point, but you went along with it. Pussy is a powerful thing. Most men will put up with anything just to get a whiff of it, just to get a chance at maybe getting it. It's fucking pathetic. But let's continue.
I get there and there's a woman that looks like her. She's having a chat with three older men, all in their mid-50s. Her and I lock eyes and I ask if she's Katie. She says yes and tells me to go get a drink. She then literally turns her back on me and continues talking to old guy number one.
Okay, so she's a piece of shit. That's been thoroughly established so far. Look, never meet a bitch at a bar. If she's saying to meet her at a bar, she's basically saying, come compete with all these other men for my attention. That's the last place you ever want to go on a date, is at a bar. You want to go somewhere where you guys can connect one-on-one and there's not a bunch of other male competition directly right there. Literally, they are two pickup chicks. I had a bitch ask me to go to a bar once. I declined because I already knew what that was going to be. She was already there with her friends, probably talking to other dudes. I was going to come there and have to try to compete with her friends and other dudes. No.
I try and make awkward conversation with old guy number two to my right. I don't know these people. She didn't introduce me to any of them. Maybe they're her co-workers she ran into or something. For about 10 minutes my date just continues to ignore me. I excuse myself to go to the bar and order a drink. It's busy and it takes about 10 minutes to get my order. I walk back to the table and my date turns to me. We talk for about 2 minutes and then she turns her back to me again to talk to old guy number one. He's telling her a riveting story about his March Madness pick/S. I'm left staring at the back of this girl's head. For a bit of background, I don't struggle getting dates. I don't struggle getting second or third dates. I'm told I'm an affable, charming, and attractive dude. Not that it really matters, but old guy number one isn't a Roger Sterling Gray Fox, he's more of a Cam Tucker. Never in my wildest dreams would I show up late, change plans without communicating and then ignore the person I actually made plans with. I would never do that to a date. I drain my drink and give a good ol' Irish goodbye. On my way home I get a text from her asking me to come back. I respond by saying that a date with three random dudes I don't know was not the plan and that she literally turned her back on me. She replies saying, I'm not a shitty person. I don't even know these guys and they're old enough to be friends with my dad lol.
Yeah, women will never take accountability. And anytime somebody has to say, I'm not a shitty person, they're a shitty person. You did the right thing. You actually shouldn't even have came to the second bar when she switched up bars on you. It probably wasn't enough dick to choose from at the first bar, so she migrated over to the second bar, like the hoe she is, like the lost whore she is, the roaming lost whore that she is. You did the right thing, man.